Flow and Fogginess by Dark Nympha, read by Apple Sapling. Summary. Since when do half ghosts get sick? Chapter 1. Fog. The shrill beeping of an alarm clock startled Danny awake. He swung out his arm in its general direction, hoping to hit the snooze button. A sound like plastic crunching sounded instead, and the beeping went up another pitch before it cut out. Confused by the strange noise, Danny opened his eyes with a groan. He lifted up his hand, bits of plastic still clinging to it. On his nightstand lay the remains of his alarm clock, shattered into pieces. He sat up, hoping to inspect it closer. Instead, he suddenly grew dizzy, toppling out of his bed, but never hitting the floor. Instead, he floated several inches above it. "What?" he croaked out. Then suddenly, his flight quit again, and he thumped onto the floor. Footsteps approached his door, and Jess's voice rang out. "Danny, are you all right?" He answered, intending to answer properly. Instead, he sneezed, closing his eyes in the motion. When he opened them again, half his room was covered in ice. "Danny?" Jess asked again, thumping her fist on his door.
You should come in."
He sniffled, half-heartedly wiping his nose on the sleeve of his pyjamas. He froze up when he spotted the faintly glowing mucus on it. The door opened and closed. Jess sighed. "Danny, did you forget to release the cold from your core again?"
"No,"
he protested. He tried to push himself upright again, but the wooziness took over again, and he fell onto his side instead. His arm flailed out, trying to catch himself on the wall. It faced through instead.
"Are you sick?" Jess asked, somewhat incredulously. "I thought your enhanced healing stopped most illnesses."
"Maybe it's a ghost sickness?" Danny offered, pulling his arm out of the wall again. It stubbornly refused to go tangible again. He was strongly reminded of the first few months after the accident, when he struggled to control his powers. And he had so hoped to be over that. Jess crouched next to him and laid a hand on his forehead. She frowned. "You feel warmer than normal. I think you might have a fever."
"Of course,"
Danny groaned, rolling onto his back again. His head felt foggy and thick.
"You should probably stay home today," Jess grabbed his arm, clearly intending to pull him up onto his feet. "If you go down for breakfast, Mom and Dad will probably agree."
"Probably," Danny agreed, letting himself be pulled onto his feet. He closed his eyes to rub them once more, blindly following Jess's guidance. They stopped at the top of the stairs, and he opened his eyes again. As much as he trusted Jess, he didn't quite feel safe going down the stairs blind, especially not with how terrible he was feeling.
"Danny, your eyes!"
Jess hissed, and he glanced up at her. He could see the glowing green of his eyes reflect in her pupils.
"Oh," he simply said.
He blinked, slowly, but the color remained.
"That's a problem."
"Can you still use your powers on command?"
"Maybe,"
he frowned at her. "Why though?"
"Your eyes turn blue when you're using your ice powers," she explained.
Before he could react, however, footsteps sounded from the bottom of the stairs.
"Danny, honey, why are you still in your pyjamas?"
His eyes automatically snapped towards her, and she visibly flinched a step back. He guessed that they hadn't stopped glowing then.
Jess's hand landed on his shoulder, and he looked at her. She looked concerned, but determined. She nodded once at him. Then she called down the stairs at their mom. "Danny is sick. He should stay home from school today."
"Jess," his mother answered,
though it's cautious, step away from him. He's overshadowed. Danny would have made some attempt to defend himself, but a wave of nausea hit him and he gripped the railing of the stairs to stop himself from falling. The metal ground under his fingers before a hissing noise sounded. "Danny!" Jess hissed, and he opened his eyes again. When had he closed them? To see ectoplasmic energy forming around his hands. He yelped and released the railing again, staggering backwards. His back landed on the far wall, his head hitting the wall a little too hard. He groaned. The pain combined rather badly with his foggy mind. "Jess, get away from him!" His mom sounded far closer, and Danny opened his eyes to see her halfway up the stairs, and getting closer. "Mom, no!" Jess yelled, stepping in front of him. Vaguely, he thought he should be probably worried about all of this. He was sure that normally he would be all over this. But his brain refused to cooperate. It felt like he was wading through a thick soup instead of actual thoughts. "Jess," their mother warned again, now stepping onto the upper floor. The ectogun in her hand was gripped tightly, but not raised yet. Maybe she didn't want to risk hitting Jess? Also, where did that gun even come from? "No, Mom," Jess snapped back, arms spread wide. "You don't get it. You're just scaring him." "That's a ghost, not your brother." Maddie took another step closer, and Danny vaguely thought that he should probably leave. Instead, he just sank to the ground, back pressed against the wall. Jess glanced at him, eyes blown wide and brimming with some sort of emotion. He was pretty sure he was supposed to know what it was, but his brain wasn't cooperating. Then she looked at their mother again, pushing back her shoulders and straightening out her posture. "No, Mom, you don't get it. The ghost is Danny." Maddie faltered, her expression muddled. Too muddled for Danny to read. What do you mean?" Danny opened his mouth to contribute, even if he wasn't sure what to say, but instead he sneezed. Again. "Gesundheit," Jess said, grimacing. Their mom had jumped to the side at the last minute, and had thus escaped the onslaught of ice that now covered the entire top of the stairs. Danny wiped his nose on his sleeve again, before looking for his mom. "Thanks," he muttered, finally spotting his mom. She looked like she was fine. But better safe than sorry, right? "Mom, are you okay?" She looked at him, her gaze sharp and inspecting. "What if I wasn't?" He flinched, hitting his head against the wall again. Hissing through his teeth, he rubbed the back of his head. "Sorry, I didn't feel it coming." Jess crouched next to him again, reaching out to test his temperature again. Her hand passed through his head, though. "Danny," she chanted, "I can't check your temp like this." "Sorry," he said again. He knew he had to focus to become tangible again, but his foggy mind refused. "I can't control it." Maddie approached them again, an uncertain expression on her face. The gun was still in her hand, but she kept it turned away from the two of them for the moment. "Has this happened before?" Her voice was worried, but he wasn't sure if it was because she believed them, or if she was just worried about the ghost somehow damaging his body. "Sometimes when he gets new powers, he can't control them," Jess confessed, swiping at Danny once more, and once more passing through him. "But I think it's the sickness that's making him lose control." "And when I first got them," Danny contributed, mumbling the words, "I kept going intangible and invisible." "Right, I wasn't really around for that." Jess finally managed to grab onto Danny. She grimaced again. "You definitely have a fever." "But how?" Maddie asked, looking like she was considering testing his temperature too. How is Danny a ghost?
Only half, he grumbled before suddenly shivering.
A cloud of blue vapor emerged from his mouth. Recognizing it as his ghost sense, he groaned.
What are the chances that that was a false alarm? Jess asked, quirking an eyebrow at him.
Actually, never mind. Knowing your luck, it wasn't. She stood up and pulled Maddie up as well.
What was... Maddie started, but Jess shushed her.
That was his ghost sense. There is a ghost somewhere nearby. You go catch it and I'll get Danny back in bed so he can get better. After that, I'll explain everything, okay?
Their mom eyed them for a moment longer before nodding.
All right. She ruffled Danny's hair, looking strangely contemplative. But I want the whole story.
Of course.
Of course. The siblings cursed.